Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Z Fly, and you're now locked into the FLY Network. And for the next 2 hours, I'm dishing you the 311 on some of the juiciest topics around. So sit back, keep it real hot and fresh, because it's going to be good. Understood?
Keeping it real. Oh, we keeping it hot. Oh, we keeping it. Where'd the music go? Oh, what?
Oh, real hot and real fresh.
You know, I'm singing the music done cut off on me. That's all right, though. Trying to get me doing the acapella. I don't think so. What's up, y'all? It is a Sunday night. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z Fly and my girl.
Me, Miss TG, how y'all doing?
I hope y'all doing fine because we sure are. We're so happy to be coming to you with another Real Hot Fresh show, only from the FLY Network. You know how we do. So, you know, everybody, welcome to the show. Like I said, you know, hope everybody's weather is good everywhere. I think in New York, I don't know what it is in New York, but it's pretty good. But, so, welcome to the show, Miss Gigi. What's going on with you?
Everything's all good, real good to have a very nice, productive meeting with you this week.
Exactly. We had a very, very nice meeting in Queens, of all places. You know, because, see, everybody, what you don't know is, like, I am not a Queens person. You know, so I hardly never get to Queens for anything. I have no business in Queens. But Miss Gigi, she made sure that I had some real hot, fresh business in Queens because that's exactly where we met at. And, you know, it's pretty refreshing.
Well,
you
know, Miss Gigi is thorough in every borough, so we don't even matter.
Oh, really? So let me guess. So you go to Staten Island? You down with Staten Island too, huh? Huh?
Well, you know, I've never really stomped around in Staten Island, but I tell you what, if I was in the borough, I'd definitely be thorough.
Okay. That's what's up. You heard it first right here from this Gigi. All right, y'all, guess what? We have a very good show for you tonight. Tonight we are remembering. I don't want to say celebrating. I don't think celebrating is the best word, but tonight we're definitely remembering the life of TLC's Lisa Leftha Lopez. As some of you may know, it has been a decade, been 10 years since she's left us. April 25th, 2012 marked, 10 years of Left Eye being deceased, passed away. And as a lot of y'all probably remember her, you know, she was the crazy rapper of the group TLC, that started in 1993. So there was definitely...
Wow, I can't believe it's been 10 years. That's been a long time already.
Exactly. So, I know.
And they all crazy. They all crazy. T-Ball's crazy. Joey crazy. They all crazy. But Lisa Left Eye, she was over the top with hers.
Over the top. And we loved it. And we still miss it 10 years later. So tonight, you know, we're definitely going to be, just remembering Left Eye's life, you know, talking about TLC music. We're going to be playing only TLC music tonight, you know, so we're definitely going to, remember Left Eye.
I'm about to put on my hat to the back.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I want to know what about them friends, because you know what I'm saying? My friends lately been kind of scared.
Okay. So let me turn these lights down and put on my red light special.
You know what I'm saying? But look, you know what I'm saying? Look, you can turn on a red light special, but look, just make sure you don't creep around, okay? That's what
okay. Because girls talk.
Shoot, that girl talk will make you feel unpretty.
Okay. Damn, lie. You a lie.
Woo, y'all, we is crazy. So look, this is what you all can expect in this show tonight and much more. Also, in this first hour, we have a very special topic that we're kind of talking about, you know, teens and kids today. Like, what is really going on with the manners? You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all are like, you know what I'm saying, from a certain era, like, I don't know, like back in the day, like the 80s or 90s or 70s and beyond. You know, we were taught certain,
respect and protocol.
There you go. Yes, that's what we were taught. But it's like
we had manners.
Manners. Yeah, but it's like these days, a lot of kids really don't have manners for the kids. But look, we're going to talk about all that, you know, coming up. But right now, we're going to get to some Bustas and Skeezas. And look, just to give y'all the shout-out of the number, 646-200-3136. Because, you know, we also want you to call in and, give your favorite Left Eye or TLC moments or memories or anything that maybe you want to hear from TLC. Because I have a lot downloaded, so I may have your request, okay? So definitely call in at 646-200-3136. I will be checking Twitter, but my Twitter is @RealHotFresh, and my Facebook is facebook.com/RealHotFresh. All right, y'all, so let's get to some Busta and Skeeza. All right, y'all, tonight I'm going to be talking to the fellas, and fellas, basically, real quick and simple, I just want to say to you to be yourself, you know what I'm saying, do you. What I mean by this is, you know, I see like so many fellas who are just trying to imitate something that you're not, okay? I.e., rapper, gangsta, thug, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, if that's what you really are, if that's who you really, really are, then that's cool. Now, whenever I say who you really are, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Whenever you go home and nobody's looking at you in public and you still a thug. I mean, now that's who you really are. But if you feel like you have to put on certain gear, walk a certain way, talk a certain way, act a certain way to get acceptance from the world, then that's not cool. Because at the end of the day, are you really happy? You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, do you even know who you are? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, in eyes, you're talking all thug and acting all trill. But when you get home, you act like a baby and doing your eyebrows. So, I mean, which one is it? My thing is, fellas, especially fellas. And the reason I say fellas, but see, ladies, you know, you all can be yourselves a lot more, you know, in this world. I see so many fellas on a daily basis who are not no sister. I hate to say it, but no, actually, I don't hate to say it. But look, every guy is not no sister. Sorry. Now some people are raised to be kind of, you know, but most of these guys are here and they're so young. Really? Y'all just straight gangsters coming out the womb, right? Really? Come on. Be yourself, love who you are, and just do you. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. Because one thing you want to be is Busta Eskiza free. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, alright y'all, so that is what has the best season for this week. Like I said, we're playing Left Side TFC music all night long. Keeping it real hot and fresh now. Right now, we're going to get some TFC Too Proud to Beg, because y'all know they kicked it off the scene with that song. So we're definitely going to get some hat. Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Then later on, we're definitely going to be into a lot more TLC music. So actually, just enjoy some music right now. And coming up next, we're going to be talking about these bad kids these days. All right, this is your boy Z-Fly with my girl, Miss Gigi. And you are now keeping it real hot and fresh.
My Thursday. My life, my life, my life.
hot fresh with the best. You know what I'm saying? Deep fly, Miss Gigi. You know, don't get no better. I mean, where is she going to be? Then on Sunday night, keeping it real, keeping it hot, keeping it fresh with the best. All right, so this is a Left Eye TLC show tonight. We are celebrating, we are remembering the life of Lisa Letha Lopez, who has been gone, who died 10 years ago. Park track. All right, so we're definitely going to be playing all, you know, TLC music and her songs tonight. All right, y'all, so remember, the number to call in if you have, you know, if you want to leave any memories or thoughts or whatever about TLC, 646-200-3136. Twitter is at Real Hot Fresh. And my Facebook is facebook.com/Real Hot Fresh. So speaking of hot and fresh, let's get into a hot topic. All right, tonight we're talking about, you know what I'm saying, just these teens, these kids of today. Now, this
keep it real, keep it hot, keep it fresh. These little rude kids.
Oh.
Keep it real.
Basically, now, you know what I'm saying? Now, the thing about tonight's topic is, like, if you remember, you know, like I was saying before the music break, if you remember back in the day, you know that saying where it says it takes a village to raise a child. But these days, it seems like that it's wrong for the village to raise a child because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it used to be where, like, your neighbor, you know what I'm saying? Like if the neighbor saw your child doing something wrong, you know, they could spank them, you know, they could discipline them or whatever. Not these days. These days, the neighbor might get knocked out, might get locked up. I mean, where did the change come? I mean, what is really going on? Like, my thing is, I think that it's really, really, really sad. And then, you know, like, you could really see the difference in today, you know, in today's youth. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't want you to spank nobody. You can't spank them. You can't do this. You know, I mean, what do you do, Ms. Gigi, if you can't spank them? I mean, what do? You can't even discipline them more, you know, and you might get a charge if you try to discipline a child these days. So, like, what exactly do you really do? You know what I'm saying?
Well, there are a lot of other things that you possibly could, you know, other avenues, like maybe take things from them, you know, keep them from going outside and being with their friends. I mean, punishment is, for me, punishment was hard, just not being able to go outside alone while I knew my friends was out doing, you know, having fun and doing whatever they were doing. Just the thought of being on punishment alone sometimes would make me think about the consequences. So, you know, sometimes punishment is an option. You know, parents don't even punish their kids anymore.
Yeah, sure. But do you think, well, I know it worked for you and it probably worked for a lot of other people too, but, like, do you think, like in today's society, do you feel like punishment is really effective? Because, like, you know what I'm saying, like, the reason I say it is because, like, I know, like, a lot of parents, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm pretty sure you heard, like, the parents who put their kids in timeout, well, you know what I'm saying, timeout or, like, put them on punishment, but I don't know, it seems like these days.
I'm talking about serious punishment, like, oh, really, and you want the new Jordans? Well, you won't be getting those new Jordans unless or until. I'm talking about real punishment, like, oh, wait a minute, you want the new what? The new Xbox? Well, I want the new grades to look like A's instead of C's, you know, so it's like you gotta compromise with your kids sometimes. You gotta let them know, well, you know what, if you raise that C to a B or if you raise that D to a B, then maybe I'll get you an Xbox. You know, you gotta, it's a give and take, but some parents, they just don't even want to compromise with the kids. They just allow them to do whatever they want to do. I mean, I remember growing up, I was maybe 15, and I was on a bus with my friends, and one of my friends was just going off and cursing so bad, and I was so embarrassed for her because we were the only kids on the bus, and it was a bus full of adults, and I was like 15 years old, and don't get me wrong, I'm sure back then I was using profanity, hard body, but I wasn't going to use it in front of an adult, whether I knew that adult or not.
Right.
It was just a matter of respect for your elders, and these kids today, they just don't have it, you know, and it, like, I always say, I don't care what nobody says. How your kid reacts wherever they act, it starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely starts at home.
You are definitely right. And they have, like, you know, like, a lot of places, you know, they have this thing about, you know, beating your children or whatever. But, there to me, there is a difference between spanking and beating. You know, like a lot of parents, they don't want to spank anymore, and you know, a lot of children, they don't get spanked. So, and then you know, so like maybe they do put them on punishment, and then like you know, like you said, but maybe they don't give them a serious punishment because like a lot of times the parents. They don't even want they, you know what I'm saying? They don't even want the children to be in the house because you know that they're like, look, just go. You don't do it again. Just go, get away. You know what I'm saying? Because they feel like their own children is getting on the nerves. So really, the children they're not learning anything. You know, it's like, oh, okay, you know, I just be bad. You know what I'm saying? I'll be bad in the house, get on mom or dad's nerves, and then they'll just send me back out. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, play with my friends. Another thing too is. Yeah, and then another thing too, you know, kind of like what you said, you know, parents, you got to really give your children like Miss Gigi said, a serious punishment. Like, don't be like, okay, oh really, you want to do this? Okay, well you can't play with your friends. You know what I'm saying? You can't go to the party or whatever. You can't go to the club or whatever. However, but like in their house, they're still having fun because they're on the Xbox, they're on the iPad, they're on the phone. No, you got to really be serious. You got to take away all their privileges. Now, you know, you got to make them be like, okay, wow, you know what I'm saying? I really don't like punishment, so I'm really not going to do that again.
Right. You know? I mean, I don't know. Maybe my parents, maybe call it abuse, but man, my mother make you stay in the house all summer in your room. You come out to eat, you come out to, oh, you might be able to watch TV for an hour, but you definitely in your room all summer reading a book. Like, that's what you call punishment. You're not going outside all summer, and summer is from the end of June all the way to the end of August, and that means punishment for 2 damn months in your room, having to read, having to do, like, school curriculum, and it ain't even school this summer when you should be outside with your friends. But no, you was dumb, and now you want punishment, and that's real punishment.
That's real punishment.
You can't even go outside. You can't even look out the window.
Now, I mean,
it ain't abuse. It's not beating them, but I mean, it's definitely taken away from everything. You can't play your video games. You can't go outside. You can't see your friends. You can't do nothing. I mean, some parents think that's hard, but I mean, they got to learn some kind of discipline some kind of way.
They really do. Now, what are your thoughts on, you know, spanking your children? Do you believe in that?
Well, it depends on, yeah, kinda I do, maybe because I was spanked, but all them spankings definitely taught me a lesson. I do believe in spanking, but I don't believe in abusing your kids. I mean, spanking your kids, like, if they do something to harm themselves or to harm others, yeah, and I believe it's a certain age where spanking should stop.
Right. Yeah, exactly,
I mean,
definitely.
It is a certain age where spanking should stop. But, I mean, a spanking is like maybe 2-3 pats on your butt with a quick verbal lesson. I'm not talking about grab a belt and or an extension cord and beat your kids, you know, not to be funny, but how we were, you know, I don't know about you, but my mother would pick up anything and beat us with it. So,
I think it's a certain age
where it should stop.
Exactly. Yeah, like my mama, she didn't pick up anything. Like she would do like a paddle, a belt, and maybe a switch. But I did have a few aunts who would pick up anything, extension cord, a bottle.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, oh yeah, they get your rear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the ashtray, whatever.
You know, you're right, just throw stuff at you. 646-200-3136. Let us know your thoughts. You know, should children be spanked? You know, are they too loose? You know, with the, you know, are parents too loose with the discipline these days? Let us know what you think. 646-200-3136. We're gonna get into some more TLC. But when we come back, I got some drunk off the juice for you and some more topics. So definitely keep it locked because you know we're gonna talk. This is the FLY. Radio with your boy Z Fly and your girl Miss GG, and we keeping it real hot and fresh all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, my fine gentlemen friends, okay. We're gonna turn to the chapter in Ionetic called Left Pimping. Everybody turn to Left Pimping. Now, as you can see, it's located in a region near your man. Well, I'm
she got it like that. TLC, and that's where it's at. I'm
TLC songs all night long, alongside with the Hot Topics. Y'all know how we do. We keep it fresh. We keep it hot. Y'all already know we definitely gonna keep it real. Y'all know that, don't you? All right. So let's get into some that drunk off that juice for ya. Alright y'all, let me shine some light on this situation. Alright y'all, what's up? It's your boy Z-Fly. I got a drunk off the juice for y'all. I'm gonna get you real sloppy drunk today. look, all right, so, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace to Dick Clark. As y'all know, you know, he passed away. For your, those of y'all who may not know who Dick Clark is, was, he's done so many things. But what he's most popular for, or one of the things he's most popular for, is, you know, always hosting the New Year's Rockin' Eve, every New Year's Eve, you know, I believe ABC, NBC. Am I right? The ABC or NBC, Miss Gigi? How do you know? I don't even know. But the point is, he would always...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. It was ABC, right?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay. But the point is, he would always, you know, rock it out, you know, every year. But the point is, he did pass away. But now, once he has his back, because now... If you don't know that Ryan Seacrest, who hosts, you know, American Idol, you know, some people are saying, well, you know, is he going to be the next Dick Clark? Well, according to Snoop Dogg, no. He doesn't even stand a chance. Snoop Dogg definitely went to bat for Dick Clark. You know, he said that, you know, Dick Clark in the hearts and minds of the general public, he means everything. You know, Snoop also cited that, you know, being an instrumental part of his career, that Dick Clark went to bat for him so many times. And it was actually a very interesting story. You know, Snoop was talking about how one time, you know, when he first came out, you know, when he was about 21, you know, he was about to drop the, you know, Gin and Juice song or whatever, and they wanted to play it on the American Music Awards back in the 90s. But you know, ABC was like, oh no, we don't want to have this type of person up here. He's a rapper. He's thinking about Gin and Juice. Well, Dick Clark went to bat for Snoop Dogg. He was like, look, I'm Dick Clark. I want Snoop on the American Music Awards. If he's not going to be there, then I ain't going to be there. And guess what? If y'all go back in time, Snoop Dogg was on American Music Awards back in the 90s singing his Gin and Juice with Dr. Dre was the DJ at the time. So there were there, you know what I'm saying? That really meant a lot to Snoop Dogg. He said that, you know what I'm saying, to show respect to Dick Clark on the back, you know, he did it real clean. Because Snoop said that he could have got really down and gangsta, but he didn't, you know what I'm saying? He kept it really clean, you know what I'm saying? So, big up to Snoop Dogg and rest in peace, Dick Clark. All right, y'all, moving on to Bad Boy Entertainment. Y'all remember Mace, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, Mace, he's coming and going. He's trying to figure out what he's going to do. Is he going to be, is he going to sing or is he going to pray? Which one is it? Well, it looks like that Mace... You know what I'm saying? Mace wants to make another comeback. His attempt is, he said he has to do it the way he wants to. He was quoted saying that, you know, I can only do music if I can do it the way I want. You know, that's what makes me keep stop. You know, he said, I don't want to do music in a box. Like everybody say what I can't do and what I can say and all this kind of stuff. You know, basically he just said that, you know, his complete fall, he said he went so hard left that he really didn't, you know, need no room to be an individual thing. He said he would always put God over music, he say, but he just wanted to have room to grow. So, yeah, so, you know, so be looking out for maybe Mace coming soon, you know what I'm saying? Mace is trying to do his thing, trying to get back out there, so we will definitely see what's going on with Mace. All right, y'all, now look. Waka Flocka, Waka Flocka, Waka Flocka. Now, if y'all remember last year, he really dissed Wiz Khalifa, you know what I'm saying? Basically saying that he has no swag whatsoever. Y'all remember that? Well, anyway, he was actually asked in an interview recently, you know, with Hot 97 and Angie Martinez, you know what I'm saying? Basically, she just said, you know, has issues, you know, been resolved. And Waka said that, you know, is dead. You know, he said he ain't bothering nobody. He was also asked, you know, would there ever be like a Wiz Khalifa Waka Flocka lab show? Waka Flocka said negative. You know, he said that's like him rapping about trains and lollipops. He said, what are you gonna call me? A nice guy or a sucker? You know what I'm saying? So basically, he said, you know, he didn't push any ill on Wiz Khalifa. You know, he said he wants his fans to support Wiz Khalifa. He said it is what it is, and you know, they will never be doing kind of projects together. Ouch. Alright, biggest project. Okay, I'm pretty sure y'all like be like 50 Cent. He's young. He's coming up with his fifth album. But where is that? You know what I'm saying? Now, 50 said that the long delayed fifth album is definitely coming out. Hopefully, the release of a July 2nd day of this summer. We shall see. Said that the problem is that, you know, he's going back and forth, you know, with his label Interscope. You know, kind of. Without all the details, so I don't know. He said that he's actually working on music though, and you can definitely expect his album in July. Well, 50, I think most people like me will believe over here. How about that? Alright, y'all. Speaking of hearing some music, Birdman had a lot to say on Nicki Minaj, you know, on the young DDP, and also what's up for all three. So also at an interview, you know, he was like, you know, do you think that Nicki Minaj will retire? He was like, you know, that's a choice and decision. I think that she's going to retire sometime soon. I don't either. Like, okay. Anyway, he was also asked about, you know, the young boy DDP. He said that, you know, he thinks he's really great, you know, he's great talent. And also, he said that he had part, you know, in him coming out.
I bet.
And also, he was asked, you know, like, can we all admit Drake's album? And he was like, you know, Drake is one of the most talented people I've gotten to know in my life. In his life now, he said, you never know which is Drake's talent. You know, you can expect him to be creative and do something, you know, that's never been done before. He said that he really believes that Drake is the future. Really? I wonder how Lil Wayne feels about this. Speaking of Wayne, he was asked, you know, was responsible for, you know, considered that Wayne has fallen off. And basically, you know, he just said, you know, we do music, you know, people who appreciate it, we do, you know, and we have been selling millions, blah, blah, blah. So basically, you know what I'm saying, we good.
You know what I'm saying? So, he ain't worried about it.
All right. And then, as y'all know, that Mr. Pool just got out of jail. I'll be going right back soon. So, you know what I'm saying? Basically, he was just like, you know, it happens. You know, all I can say is that, you know, they're definitely going to support him. You know, they're going to be there with me. You know, they're definitely going to, you know, try to make a lot of music before he might have to go back to jail. So, you got some mystical. I don't know what's going on. These rappers, there, y'all got some mystical. You hear me? Hey, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all get too old to be going back to jail. Well, y'all going to jail like people go back and forth to college. Will y'all please get it together? All right, y'all. And how y'all feeling? Y'all feeling good? Feeling a little tipsy?
I'm good.
Drunk? You good? All right. So here is my get you drunk. As y'all know, Chris Brown, he's back at it again. No, I don't mean hitting people. I mean, you know, trying to make a relationship for him. Yes, as y'all know, that's the name. So he's dating a model kind of Kyra Tron. Y'all know I'm bad with names. Y'all already know that. Basically, you know, she's a mob, and, you know, they was from Australia, you know, recently, and, you know, she was posting and pictures and posting online, and also, it was reported that her and Rihanna had a little bit of animosity between them, so I don't know. Big ups to Chris Brown, he gets back into the deck scene, big ups to Rihanna, big ups to everybody. All right, y'all, this is your boy, Z-Flot, and you are now about the juice. Let's see, I believe we have a caller as well. Let's see, caller. 323 area code. Can you hear me? Okay. Or maybe you want to listen. I'm going to say it again. 323 area code. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you hear us? All right. Well, maybe that caller just wants to listen. All right. Well, caller, if you do want to just listen or if you do want to say something, you know, call back in. All right, y'all. So that's what's up. So that was your real hot, fresh. I mean, you're drunk off the juice for this week. Ella, definitely call in because we do want to know what do you think about our first topic. You know, about, you know, kids being spanked, kids being too bad, kids out of control, parents not being too disciplined. Let us know what you think. 646-200-3136. And again, that's 646-200-3136. We're going to get you some more TLC music. We definitely want to know your thoughts on that. So let us know your favorite Left Eye TLC moments or songs or whatever you want to talk about, you know, to remember Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And just let us know, all right? But right now, we're going to get into some more TLC music right now. And remember, coming up after the break, you don't want to miss it. Why? Because your girl, Miss Gigi, got that real hot, real fresh music for you to listen out for. And you don't want to miss it because she always has something hot. All right, y'all, remember one more time, 646-200-3136 is the number to call. You're keeping it real hot and fresh, and this is the FLY Network.
Morning, my coming for me, then I drink some, not one God give a grace. It's because my life is in shades of gray. I pray all then fade away, sell the praise and for the seventies. And like the promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I believe would bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional. Skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no one lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folks who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the boring race. Who's to blame for creating gain into your own vein? What a shame you do, and ain't for someone else to break. You claim the insane and ain't just taking time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless, aspirations. Yourself, the rest is up to me.
Radio, you're keeping it real hot and fresh, the best. And the time is 7:52 p.m. But that don't mean nothing, because now it's time to keep it real hot with some real fresh music by your girl Miss Gigi. Miss Gigi,
that's right.
Put some music in the ears for them.
Well, I've been listening, always listening to what's hot, and I don't want to reveal my sources as to where I get my little hot and fresh music, but it definitely comes to me on the daily. And coming in at number one, I have Jadakiss featuring Fabolous and Lloyd Banks. That joint called Respect It, and you better. I got Austin Brown coming in with Ménage à Trois at number two. And at number three, I have Richie Stevens and Gentlemen, Live Your Life. Number four, I have Fat Joe, who isn't so fat anymore, featuring Chris Breezy and Ill Shine, Another Round. That's a nice little dancehall mix for you. Coming in at number five, I have Mano featuring Smith & Wesson with Sean. At number six, I have J.D. Era featuring Mac Miller with Hate Me Later. And at number seven, The Kid featuring Jag and Marcos J. Perez with College Boy. And number eight, DJ Blazitza with Swervey on My Birthday. Number nine, I have Ground Up featuring Freeway, Heard About It. And at number 10, it's your girl, Nicki Minaj, featuring 2 Chainz with Bees in the Trap. I'm your girl, Miss Gigi, and that's what's hot and what's fresh in music.
That's what's up, y'all. All right, y'all. So, the 8 o'clock hour is coming up. Top of the hour is coming up. And let me tell you something. You definitely want to keep it locked. Why? Because we got some end of
you
notes coming up for you. Mm-hmm. Got that G-Spot all next hour. And, of course, we got some more TLC left out of tune. We rocking it out. Also, we got a we got some TLC news for you. And maybe a possible concert. You never know. So, you don't want to go nowhere because you're keeping it real hot and fresh. But we're definitely going to rock it out with some more TLC tunes. And guess what, guys? They talking about us. You know what I'm saying? That's why TLC, they are talking about us with that girl talk. Also, be sure to call in 646-200-3136. Hit me up on Twitter at RealHotFresh. All right, now let's see what TLC got to say about the guys. This is the FLY Radio. You're keeping it real hot and fresh.
About the way your brother can hang on. Oh, come on. Yeah. will straight up go tell your business. So if you're gonna come, you better come with it. If you ain't swinging, just put your tongue in it. Some of y'all be killing me, thinking you got power like Austin, but you're more like Mini Me. And when you call and get your power flowing, it be looking like a pinky with a glove on it.
Put it in work. You don't want the girl to talk, and you don't want your feelings hurt. Cause if you don't, that girl can go on spreading the word. Why you think it matters so much?
Why?
Everything about you, plus the girls are looking. The girls are looking. About the food, about the way you get hanging.
Pain can make you happy, you'll remember me. Left eye, CLC, you got to lick it before you stick it, and that's just me. I be healing them with the Gucci bits and kicks, and you be hurting my ears with them lines so switch and get a new approach. Your game's a joke, co-signing from the sidelines, trying to vote. I'm bigger than that, your small talk, face the fact. You wanna rock the boat a little, well, earn your pass, and it's the last call. But alcohol, me at the bar, me and my girls doing it big, we rock off.
Radio. You are now tuned in to do that. I'm sorry. I had to do that.
What's up, y'all? What it is? What it ain't? It's your boy.
Now, this is your boy Z-Fly, keeping it real, keeping it hot. But Miss Gigi, she's keeping it fresh. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, she got that in the know.
Yes, I do. And really
quickly. I'm just trying to sing for real. Like, I'm just trying to sing.
Go ahead, sing. Go ahead. Wrote a song about it. I'd like to hear it. Here it go.
Here it goes. In the know.
Anyway, in the know, a Baltimore mother is accused of stabbing her 8-month-old daughter 5 times during a visit to the Department of Social Services. Kenesha Thomas was charged Thursday with attempted first-degree murder, child abuse, and assault. The attack happened Thursday morning when the child's mother showed up for a supervised visit with her baby, 8-month-old Pretty Diamond. That was the baby's name. Who had been removed from the mother's care. Officials would not give a reason why the state took the baby away, but according to witnesses at the Department of Social Services office, the 29-year-old woman was not happy with the child's care and felt that she could do a better job. Well, she's being held without bail, and she will also receive a psychological evaluation. On to teens and parenting. Teens drinking hand sanitizer to get drunk? Really? That's a new trend? Well, just in case you need something else to worry about as the parent of a teenager, hand sanitizer, yes, the gooey substance that's everywhere these days from the school bathroom to the entrance of the grocery store is the latest danger to teens who, get this, are drinking it to become intoxicated. According to the Los Angeles Times, 6 teenagers have shown up to 2 different San Fernando Valley emergency rooms in the past few months with alcohol poisoning after drinking hand sanitizer. And while the number of cases is still low, at least one public health official worried about hand sanitizer abuse becoming a dangerous trend. The Times also reported that statewide 60% reports of teens drinking hand sanitizer has been logged by the California Poison Control System since 2010. It said hand sanitizer, which has 62% ethyl alcohol, produces a potent drink that can cause alcohol poisoning. Some of the cases involve teenagers who use salt to separate out the alcohol. Crazy. There were also 147 other cases involving children ages 6 to 12, and it's just bananas. My first thought was gross, but my second thought is that is really sad. Parents, keep an eye on your kids. On to some more crazy news. BMW is being sued by a customer who had a persistent lasting erection. He says after a customer found his BMW motorcycle gave him a persistent lasting erection. No, not because it morphed into a sexy woman like that one Fiat ad or commercial you see, but because it's custom ribs like Corbin Pacific seat on which, you know, be sat for a total of 4 hours gave him a erection. And he claims it's made him uncomfortable and unable to engage in sexual activity to this day. What? A minute ago, we were writing the seat down on a personal shopping wish list, but now we're discreetly crossing it off. BMW was found liable, and they will owe him money for losses of wages for his erection, for infliction of emotional distress. That is bananas. Well, everybody, the time right now is 8:06. The weather is about 60 degrees right now. Amazing. And it's going to be 60 degrees tomorrow. And Z-Fly, this is for you. It's going to rain the rest of the week in New York. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Rain, rain, rain. The Mega Millions is still $102 million. R.I.P. to Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Gone way too soon and never forgotten. I'm your girl, Ms. Gigi, and you are now officially in the know.
That is what's up, y'all. That's what's up. Just want to give a real shout-out to all the people who are logging in to listen to the show. Thank you so much, Ms. Gigi. Really appreciate that. Also, remember, if you do want to comment on anything that you heard, the number is definitely 646 800-200-3136. Or you can hit me up in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, and I'll definitely hit you, read your comments there. Or Twitter. I'm back and forth kind of checking Twitter, too. Not really on Facebook, but hit me up on Twitter. That'll be better. At Real Hot Fresh. All right? So you are now in the know. All right, so now we're going to just get into some TLC news. As I was telling you before the break, that, you know, just like Miss Gigi said, you know, Lisa Lethal Lopez definitely left way too soon. 2012, April 25th, you know, she was in a fatal car crash that her life, and that, you know, she was actually on vacation in Honduras, you know, where she had a car accident. But throughout the decade, you know, TLC, you know, T-Boz and Chili, you know, they, I guess it's really been hard to just kind of recuperate and just, you know, move on. However, they have done a few concerts here or there. You know, they did one in Las Vegas about a few years ago. And now, 2012, all you TLC fans, they're actually thinking about going on concert again. That's right, T-Boz and Chili, they are thinking about a possibility, a girl group, you know, going around the U.S., doing a concert, you know, with some of their favorite songs or whatever. And they're actually thinking about incorporating a Left Eye with via hologram. You know, so they're thinking about doing the hologram thing. You know, as many of you may have seen with Tupac, you know, recently Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, they went on concert with Tupac via hologram as well. So T-Boz and Chili, they are thinking of that as well. And also, all you TMZ readers, TMZ was kind of reporting that TLC was planning, you know, like 2012, and then, you know, they was actually kind of giving dates. Well, I follow T-Boz on Twitter, and, you know, I speak with her via Twitter, and T-Boz said that don't listen to TMZ news, listen to TLC news. So TLC will So they would definitely be the ones to let you know the exact date, you know. So TMZ was just kind of speculating, but T-Boz definitely cleared up on Twitter that, you know, there has not been a date for the tour. So don't listen to TMZ. So basically, you know, they're going to try to do a virtually tour with Left Eye, you know, and via hologram, you know, with her sound and her image and all that. Now, it's not set in stone yet, okay? So just to let you all know, it's not set in stone, so don't think they're going to have it. They're not. Now, also, too, speaking of the hologram, I just want to kind of just talk about that a little bit more. We kind of touched on it a little bit last week, if you listened to the show, but I just want to touch on a little bit more. So, you know, Alan, you know, like I said, Tupac, you know, he's done a thing with the hologram. They're thinking of more people like Biggie Smalls, maybe having a concert with him. I heard about Michael Jackson 5 doing a concert with Michael Jackson. Miss Gigi, I'm on the fence.
I mean, it sounds cool, but
right.
It's also creepy, and it does take away from the live effect of an artist. You know, it's like, it's nothing like interacting. Like, with the hologram, you won't be able to interact with it.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's already pre-programmed. I'm assuming. I'm going to assume and speculate because I don't really know anything about it. I did see the hologram with Tupac. I would love to see Big Move again, you know. But it's kind of creepy, but I don't know. I don't think it would be all that, because I like to, like, when you're at a concert, don't you want to interact with the crowd? Like, I mean, don't you like when the artist interacts with the crowd?
Yeah.
I didn't really, I mean, it was a little Tupac, you know, crowd participation, but I want that real crowd participation. That's a real concert. That's what you go to the concert for, to interact with the artist.
Exactly.
And I don't know.
No, you're right, you know, but, you know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, I with these artists and rappers, you know, that we have definitely lost so soon, it's almost like that, you know, of course, you know, people miss them, you know, we miss their music, you know, we miss just, you know, seeing what they're going to do next, what album they're going to put out next, and I just feel like today that there's not really that good music out today. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's something that you might can bop your head to or go to the club and drop it like it's hot.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? But it's there's not really any good music. And I just feel like that, you know, they're trying to you know, bring back all these deceased artists because, you know what I'm saying, they miss that music, you know what I'm saying, they miss, you know, what they gave us back in the 90s and all that, you know what I'm saying, like, but you're right, it is kind of creepy. I mean, like I said, I'm on the fence with it. Like, I feel like it would be kind of cool, you know what I'm saying, to see that, but then at the same time, it's kind of like, you know.
Yeah, I'm on the fence with it, too.
Yeah, it's really. What do y'all think? 646-200-3136. Again, it's 646-200-3136. What are y'all thoughts on this? Let me check the phone line one more time. Still with the 323. I'm just making sure that you didn't have a comment. I see you. Maybe you're just listening. So 322. Hello.
Yes. Hi. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm great. What's your name?
My name's Deborah.
Hey, Deborah.
I live in Los Angeles.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
Los Angeles. Thank you.
And I agree with you about the holocaust, you know, the hologram. It's not real. It's a fake. And everything nowadays is going to be manufactured.
Exactly. Exactly. So
everything with robots and stuff.
Yes.
Exactly. Now, Deborah. Now, did you also? Now, cause I know that you called earlier. So just to make sure, did you have like any TLC or left eye memories or moments or anything you want to talk about?
No, not really. Mm-mm.
Not really. Okay, you're just listening.
Just listening. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your your views on the hologram. But let me ask you a question. Would you actually go to a concert with an artist via hologram?
No.
So,
ain't nothing like the real thing.
You got it
right. Go ahead, Deborah. Thank you so much for calling and listening.
Okay, thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Continue
you
to
too.
Listen, okay?
Okay, we'll do. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for that call. But yeah, but people, I was going to say too.
She agrees with me. She feels like, you know, it's like not really real. You know, when you go to a concert and you know, you interact, like, especially if you're in the front row. Woo-hoo! You want to interact with the artist. You don't want to see a screen. You might as well go to the movies or watch it on TV.
Exactly. I know, exactly. I know.
It still can be enjoyable because, you know, like with the TLC situation with Left Eye missing, like I can see them bringing her out for a couple of songs, like, you know, a hologram, but I can't see an entire TLC concert with Left Eye.
Yeah.
You know? And don't get me wrong, I love Left Eye. I miss her. But TLC, they that girl talk when they made the video, I thought that they would be really successful without her. I mean, they had enough fans backing them up to, you know, continue to help them continue their success. I really don't know the behind the music story with them at the moment. I remember the first one, but I don't really know the after Lisa Left Eye behind the music story. But I mean, I think T-Boz and Chili alone, the two of them can go out there and make it happen without a hologram.
And you know what too, I definitely agree with you because, you know, like, I definitely can see them, you know, taking off a while, you know, because, you know, like that, you know, that is very, like a big impact, you know, losing, you know, one of their band members. But then, you know, just like you said, you know, I can also see them still continuing, you know, I can see them still doing music, you know, and basically they can just like incorporate, you know, some of her, her sounds, you know, in their music, you know, because, because since Left Eye was the rapper, you know, they could still, you know, do songs and, you know, like just have like featured artists, like, you know, like a Nicki Minaj or, you know, Ludacris or whoever, you know what I'm saying? And then they could still do music. And then, you know, they could always incorporate some of Left Eye's sounds, you know, within.
You know what? You just gave T-Boz a good idea. That's a very, very good idea. I think you should keep it to yourself and give her a call. Let her know that, you know, it would be real cool to do a concert, and anytime it's Left Eye's part, have somebody Illmatic come out and do it, like Nas or Nicki, or it would be T-Fly. That was a great idea. I hope they're listening.
Oh, really? Well, you know what I'm saying. You know, I have a few of them every now and then, you know.
You know, but that one was excellent.
Exactly. Exactly, you know what I'm saying? And then that way people can still have the TLC and, you know, keep going on. Because my thing is, I feel like today's music, they really need a TLC. Because the TLC, you know, I feel like they didn't get the shine that, like, you know what I'm saying, that they should have got. Because for one thing, you know, if you remember TLC, you know, they were never a girl group who was, like, showing their bodies, who was being, you know what I'm saying, really promiscuous in their videos. You know, they was really trying to educate women, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I'm saying, they was really trying to have the girl power, you know, showing women, look, you can sell music.
And
you
was sexy doing it, though.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So, exactly. You know, so that's why I feel like, you know, a lot of times, like, Even though they are a very, very good girl group, I just feel like a lot of times, you know, people didn't give them, you know, all their coupons, you know what I'm saying, because of that. Because, you know what I'm saying, because, like I be listening to radios, and I see how radios, they will play an old-school Destiny Child song, but then it's like, okay, I don't never hardly hear an old-school TLC. I mean, you know, at least I don't, you know what I'm saying? If other people hear it, you know, that's cool. But, you know, I just see how, like sometimes, like a Hot 97, you know, they'll go back and play an old-school Destiny Child song, but then I rarely hear like an old school TLC. I'm just saying, but that's just me. I don't know. But yeah, so definitely TLC's forever. You know what I'm saying? Left Eye will always, you know, be remembered. We're definitely going to keep rocking out with Left Eye. Thank you so much for the caller. Thank you so much for the listeners. We're not through yet. Definitely keep listening. Hit me up on Twitter again at Real Hot Fresh. And if you do want to give you know, your thoughts or comments or memories or anything about Lisa Left Eye Lopez, definitely do so. 646-200-3136. And after the break, everybody, we got that G spot from Miss Gigi. You know what I'm saying? She wants to know what's going on with this, you know what I'm saying, how long is too long to be together. And you ain't married. Okay.
Right.
We're going to talk about you know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about that and more next. So definitely keep it locked because y'all know. I mean, y'all already know that we're going to keep it hot. This is the FLY Radio. Keep it real hot and fresh.
Down through the years, all the crazy, we've been through. problem was here. Fell in love when I first met you, put you all on my team. Introduced you to my crew, told you my every dream. It was us against the world, nobody could come between. Passion is crazy, if you know what I mean.
It's me too, girl. Let's get the hell outside.
lights detect that I need some clues to get through. To those that accuse me of never being true, I lose if I play into this game and never know the rules. So how do I bring out the mean? Nobody sees the forest for the trees. How about the woman behind the weeds? The light from within is light, only real remedy. Or find the reflection you see to be so damn unpretty.
Who I got on my side? Where she at? Where she at? Where she at?
Miss GG.
Miss GG. Miss GG. I love Miss GG. Miss GG, how you feeling right now?
Oh, B-Fly, I love you too. I'm doing good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling real good. Understood. You do. And look, do you know why I'm feeling so good?
Tell me.
Because it's time for that.
worth it, then she ain't worth it.
And I'm not going to get into names this week. I'm just going to get into your comment. The next comment I have, hang on a second because I'm having technical difficulties, is personally, I would say 3 years. But for me, I'm only dating, so nothing serious for me anytime soon. Okay, that was nice of you. Thanks for your comment. And then we have, it's just a label. We can be together for years without getting married. Really? Okay. Next one is, you have to ask that question. One, it has been too long already. Okay. Another one is, it's never too long. You don't want to rush things like that. When the time is right, then your heart will tell you when. All right. That was nice, if you think so.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else says, I say year 4, you should already be preparing. Okay. Mm-hmm. After 4 years. Someone else says, I feel there shouldn't be a time limit. Uh-oh, where did it go? I feel there shouldn't be a time limit. The two should marry when both are ready. Okay. And I have another one that says, it's a personal decision. You'll know when it's right. Another one says, there's no deadline when it comes to the blessing of a relationship. Love is love. So only the couple guide it. And no deadline. Okay. And the last one is, I guess the question is best answered by when she starts bitching about it. Probably too long if she is.
Wow.
And then let's go to, I have one Facebook comment. And if anyone else has a comment, you can give us a call. Someone says, a lot of people shack up and never get married, have children out of wedlock, et cetera, and that they have a friend that went all the way back home to the Philippines for about 6 weeks and made their parents that had been together for over 40 years get married. And mind you, they live in poverty. They lived in poverty all their lives. And another couple that this person knows says that they have 3 children and were never married and live together and raise kids together, and it's like they're married. That's been going on for over 20 years now. So a lot of mixed comments. Some say it doesn't matter. Some say you don't have to get married at all. Some people say you'll know she's, you know, if it's been too long, then she just ain't worth it. And, you know, what do you think?
What do you think?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I'm always on the fence about things because, you know, to each his own. Everybody has their own reason for doing what they do. So, you know, and opinions are like noses, you know. Everybody has a nose. So it's like, I'm not really sure. If you're with somebody, you should know whether or not you want to marry them or not. It's really up to the couple to decide when it's really right. But to be with somebody for, like, you know, 5 and 6 and 7 years, and you already know that's what you want to do, but you're not taking any steps or making any preparations towards it, then is it really, you know, worth doing at all? You know, you've been together as long as you've been together. Do you really have to have that label as married? You know, in some states, you're already recognized as a married couple if you've been together for a certain amount of time. You know, is, you know, common law marriages. But, I mean, I'm on the fence with it. I mean, me personally, if I'm with somebody for 5 to 10 years, I feel like, yeah, we need to be married. We need to be, we're already living as a couple, or, you know, we're already doing things as a married couple, then we might as well go on ahead and take that next step. Or then just not talk about it at all.
Right. That's very interesting.
And you, what do you think?
What do I think? Well, I definitely believe in, you know, you should get to know somebody. You know, I don't believe in rushing into things. I don't believe in rushing into marriage or rushing into anything. You know, like I think one of your comment people says, I mean, not comment people, that's awful. One of the Twitter people said, one of the comments on Twitter, politically correct. I believe it. They said, you know, there's not really a time limit, you know, because you know, some people will say, oh, well, you know, you need to take a long time to get to know somebody. But then again, I feel like you could know somebody 10 years and you'll still never really know them, you know. But I do agree with, you know, giving it time, you know, to really get to know of them. You know, I don't believe in, like, especially if it's marriage, you know, I don't believe in, you know, after 5 months or something like that, getting married. I mean, I leave eyes on. I mean, I just don't feel like, I mean, for one thing, that's not even a year. It's not even a half a year.
Really rushing it.
It really is. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, for some people, for some people, a year could be too much. You know, I just feel like, I guess whenever you both, I guess, somewhat feel comfortable, you know? Yeah, because, you know, I guess it works. You know, I guess it would, but now, I will say that if you are with a person and they don't really seem like after 3 or more years that you know, that they're even leaning towards marriage, then I will say maybe you should start breaking things off, because, you know, one thing you don't want to be is be engaged for life.
We want to be engaged. You know what I'm saying?
So, that's just me. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to rush into things, definitely not. It is best to, you know, get to know someone, and, you know, a marriage should be forever. If it is something, you know, if it's a step that you plan on taking, it's something that you should be committed to do for the long haul. You know, it is to, you know, just do us part, you know?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Pull that verse up. My verse up.
You know what I'm saying? All right, everybody, so we definitely want to know, what do you think? So let us know how long is too long to be with somebody without being married. What are your thoughts? 646-200-3136. Let me just check Twitter real quick before I go back on break. Just make sure anybody's saying anything from Twitter, because y'all love this thing to hit us up on Twitter. But y'all want to call. What's up with that? All right. So let me see what's going on Twitter real quick. Wait, it's okay. Let me see. Twitter. Somebody said.
But in the meantime, if anybody's out there looking for a real good book to read, I picked up this book called Boss by an author called Carmen Brown. This is just part one, but it's about, of course, it's about a ghetto love and a hate, a love that turns into a hate for each other. I picked this book up and almost missed this show because I can't put the book down. But the name of the book is called Boss, and the author is Carmen Jones, and this is just part one. I am on, like, chapter 4 and can't wait for part 2 already. So this is such a good book. And I'm just like, oh, I can't wait for this show to end so I can get back in my book.
That's what's up. All right. So, look. Okay, everybody, so I don't see any comments about the G-spot topic, but however, I do see a comment about our first topic in the first hour about you know, about children.
College.
Yeah, exactly.
The
children. And basically, the question was, you know, should a neighbor, you know, be allowed to beat children or spank children? And one comment said, she said, yeah, if they want to get their butts beat.
Okay. Hello, these people are hilarious. I love them.
Okay.
Sometimes it's almost better than Atlanta Housewives and Basketball Wives.
You know,
speaking of which, are you up on your Atlanta Housewives?
You know I am. You know I watched part 3 of the reunion last Sunday, and it was hot to death. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely am up on my Basketball Wives, and every episode, every show is a fight.
Okay. That's what I'm
talking about. They got on, like, everybody has on, like, $10,000 on their body, and they on the ground scrapping.
Wow.
You know, this one got on a $5,000 dress, $7,000 shoes, not to mention that her purse cost $10,000, and she's fighting with all that work done to her face and all that work done to her body, fighting.
Okay. That's what's up. So everybody, be sure to tune into the Basketball Wives, because it sounds like they definitely got it popping. All right.
Okay,
so,
if you want to see a fight.
Mm-hmm. And I always want to see some fight. I'll tell you that right now. 15 minutes left of the show. We're definitely gonna get back into, you know, more Left Eye. We are remembering her April 25th, 2002. took our TLC's rapper from us way too soon. She was in a fatal car accident that ended her life in Honduras. So tonight, you know, we're basically just, you know, remembering her music and the TLC songs, because it has been a decade since Left Eye has been gone. So we're definitely gonna keep rocking out with her music. And for those of you real TLC Left Eye fans, now if you remember, in 2001, Left Eye, she was working on an album that never was released. It was called Supernova, and she had a few tracks off of that. And also, if you are definitely a TLC fan, if you remember between the Fan Mail and the 3D album, which everybody, the 3D album definitely did not get that much recognition. I guess because that was the time that Left Eye, you know, had just passed. But to me, it's not able to really done good. But 3D album is really, really good. So definitely go out and cop the 3D, the fourth album from TLC. Because I see a lot of people, they be like, oh yeah, TLC had three albums. No, they have four. Plus, they got a greatest hit. So be sure to do your TLC research if you're supposed to be a fan. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Okay, because I was about to say, wait a minute, I got I'm looking at five. Oh, but one is the greatest hit. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking at five CDs right here.
Mhm. You know what I'm saying? So also, if you remember between 2000 and anyway, between the Fan Mail and the 3D album, you know, Left Eye, she was kind of venturing off, you know, doing her own thing. She kind of got hooked
Nina.
Up.
She was Nina. Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's what I'm trying to get to. Nina with the role. So right now with this, you know, we're gonna get into a little Left Eye medley with some songs that, you know, Left Eye had on her own. One with Left Eye and then one with Nina, which was New Identity Non-Applicable. I know that's right, all right? So, right now, and as I also remember, you know, she was off and on again with her boo, Andre Rison, who was with the Atlanta Falcons. So, she did a song with him called Rags to Riches off the Supernova album. So, we're going to get into that, and then we're going to go right into a Left Eye medley. So, this is the FLY Radio, and this is how we do. All right? Here we go.
A quick story from Rags to Riches, coming to you from Supernova, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Left Eye. Mm-hmm. Give it to him.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
Uh-huh.
I'm going.
No, as a matter of fact, I could have been a track star. I guess I am a back bar. Coming through your system in the back car. Cross country isn't that far. Like I'm in the race, don't know who you pass off. See, one day I fell from grace, landed in this place. My innocence erased. I'm talking back to my mama's face, like I was lost in space without a trace. Cutting class, being Mr. Fast Ass, getting blasted. Going straight mad, had to make it bad, so I stand up in the street and get anything for cash, get anything to crash, in anybody's path, get everything I had, so I could grab, check, and it was just a bunch of rags.
I'm going from rags to riches.
remember selling coke. Can't believe that I was poisoning my folks. They let my throat see the antidote. Always kept my hope high. And mama don't cry, cause I be close by with the most high. I was playing Robin Hood in the hood. Little Red riding good to the barrel pointing where I stood. Yeah, stood, but walked away like I was absolutely positively sure I could. Attitude on funk, $2 in the bus. The team is steady dreaming, but a chance to make some dust. Cause a little ruckus on the sideline. Reconstructing every guideline from the alleyway, Cali on the Grammy deck. Went from disarray to mayday, mayday, mayday. Ran away from the sickness with the quickness and went from rags to riches.
This is an eyesight entertainment exclusive.
Niggas wanna get in like I'm a brand new whip. Defending and sending, brand name bitch. I got to be in style cause y'all winning quick. I'm niggas all the time and cops the chick. My house, cops the tape, cops the mate. Now all y'all motherfucking wanna cop the mate with me, cause I'm very short and hard. Have niggas screaming out, oh my lord. I bust more smoke, we're making the rough floor. More smoke, I those are home and those are broke. More aroma, two way, going off pace. Try to so tight, cutting off circulation. Don't be hating in the microphone. Speak up, Satan in the microphone. Get in the war, went raw. My wrists are bliss, that ice never thawed. Been cool, sweeter than fruit. G the type loose, cause I made a short stop. Oops, and I bang deep. So many M's, my car's flooded with music. Neighborhood is dead.
They keep on hollering, they keep on screaming, they keep on walking, trying to get close, don't get too close.
Same problem, visit different, same problem, same.
judgment. I've been saying things I never meant, like I was speaking in tongues. The black breath in my lungs, I won't allow it. So the cowards live under the dirt and the flowers. Ready to come up in the door, it's out. It ain't the courage of my persona. You wanna admire the faith, cause with the faith I can walk through the fire and the field. And
if we can all agree that our souls become free, or that sweet bitterness, then whose chest would have the most beat? I keep this focus in my teeth and the stress on my back. With them cats, they be blasted into my knapsack. Ain't no accidental death trap. My mishap is the fact that I'm destined to snap. It's when I feel the self, my body's able to go. My mind is ready to bless. This didn't know first we catch, and then I throw. It's my own sense of time. If I'm late, it's because I'm into my day. That's when the sun shines. And still, then we should buy the sea that rises of the moon as it rolls around into my sound.
That's what's up, y'all. Ten years gone too soon. That was a little medley from your girl Lisa Lessa Lopez, aka Nina. Alright, y'all, so we definitely gotta wrap this thing up. You know what I'm saying? 2 hours have come and gone. You know? Come and gone. Miss Gigi, can you believe it?
I'm here and I'm in disbelief myself. That was the brief just chime in. Get out your book and pay attention.
See what I'm talking about? All right, y'all. So definitely thank you for all the comments, the caller, you know, the people tuning in, logging in, keeping it raw and fresh with us tonight. Thank you so much for that. Remember to keep rocking it out with TLC, Left Out Forever, TLC Forever. That's just how we do. Be sure, remember to keep in contact with me because, I mean, not contact, but be keep an eye on me because I will be doing a YouTube show very soon, coming up in May. And, you know, I will definitely be giving you all the details via Twitter at Real Hot Fresh and via Facebook on facebook.com/Real Hot Fresh. Also, be sure to go to my youtube.com/Real Hot Fresh page because I have uploaded some more videos. If y'all remember back in the day, R&B singer Monifa did an interview with her talking about equality that was here in New Jersey at the Rutgers University. Very, very, very nice lady to know. So definitely check out the interview. And also, I did an interview with Melissa Morgan, singer of Fool's Paradise. So definitely check out those two on my YouTube page. Had a very fun time with them. And I kept it really hot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Gigi, and we might have a celebrity guest next week.
Just never know. So that's why I say that y'all got to keep up with this Twitter and this Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Because we definitely going to be promoting and letting you know, keeping you in the know. You know?
You know?
All right, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and shut this thing down with some 10 ways you know you ghetto. And then, as y'all know, we just meet back next week. You know, that's how we do. It's that simple. All right? All right, y'all, let's get into the 10 ways you know you get to. This your boy, Z-Fly, with the girl, Miss Gigi. All right, so number 10, your mama, I mean, you know you ghetto if your mama whipped you and your friends. How's that ghetto? That's not ghetto. But I guess it could be ghetto if, like, they whooping your friends with extension cords, bars, you know, branches off the trees, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't go that far if you can whip somebody's kids, you know. Just keep it to maybe a paddle or a belt. Or knock them out, you know. Number 9, you know you ghetto if you keep food stamps in your money clip. Well, it's spend on it. Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, some people, you know, these days, some people try to be all bougie and stuff, you know. But these days, they only got the food stamps. You just got your little, you know, your EBT card. You spend in your money clip. How about that? Number 8, you know you ghetto if you think grease and water make your hair curly. Miss Gigi.
Okay, no comment. Nope.
Okay, number 7. You know you ghetto if you wear tube socks and dress shoes. I mean, with dress shoes. But you know what?
Dang, ghetto, that's tacky.
I know, but they could just be, you know what I'm saying, trying to bring, you know, the Michael Jackson look back. You know, how's that? He did.
He was tacky.
Ooh, I'm going to go to number 6 because you ain't going to do that. You ain't going to do that.
Yes, she did.
Michael Jackson
always looked like he wanted to go fly a plane or something. He always had on a captain's jacket, but go ahead, because he would get
number six. You know, you get up, if you add water to your shampoo to stretch it. You just wash your head with water. Number five. You know, you get up, if you put your kids to sleep with NyQuil. What? If it works. If it works. Number four. You know, you get up, if you use your welfare check as collateral. You know what I'm saying? You know, you need that car. So like, here go my check right quick. You know what I'm saying? Let me do this. Get up. Number three. You know, you get up, if you can read your haircut. Miss GG.
Oh, ew. Stop it, because I seen some zigzags in your head a couple of weeks ago, but I ain't going to go there, Reg.
Number two, you know, you get up if you use a toothbrush to style your baby hair. But see, but that's just because, you know what I'm saying, the real brush, it take it out. You know what I'm saying? You need like a soft bristle. You know? And number one. You know, you ghetto if you name your daughters after cars you can't afford. Talking about some Mercedes. Okay? You calling your daughter Porsche short for Porsche. How about that? All right, y'all. Keep it locked. Next week, we're definitely going to keep it hot with some more topics, and you never know who's the show. You better keep it locked. All right. This is your boy Z-Fly rocking out with who?
Me, your girl, Ms. Gigi, every Sunday, 7 to 9. Y'all be back next week. We'll be here.
Peace.